Weiter in Shakespeare, but Master Duff Pay, Gimel, picking up on Pay, Bees, and Bees, but about the page. 10 lines up, Vekami Yehei. Vekami Yehei, be name, says the Rajbam. The name of Kanakomasha, be name. How do we know? Well, we know there's something called a stay Elon, a field of trees. And that is, if someone buys three trees in someone's field, then that's called a stay Elon. And not only do we get the trees, we also get the land that's between them. Says the Rajbam, explains now how much of the space in between the name of Kanakomasha, be name, is it going to be that it's considered that you got everything in between it? Decrove me, Osemidai, it's too close to each other. The trees are right next to each other. And Arayan Kiyar, it's considered like a forest to Omid Litlo. So it's going to be chopped down. Velo Chashivi, it's not considered a stay Elon. Vimer Chokim, Nami, Osemidai, if they're too distant from each other, the Lomit Starf, they're not with Starf one to the next, in which case it is not considered a stay Elon. So says Gemara with Machlokas. If Yosef, I remember Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, "May Arba Amos and Shmona Amos, the tree's got to be between 4 and 8 Amos apart in order for this din to apply." And the Rezban points out, "Lechol Apachos being called Elon Elon min Ashlosha Shatei Ruuya, there's be enough space. It's Ruuya Hamacharisha, the plow Lachos being time to be plowing between them. Levad Ove Ailanos Kedemuch Lekamei Vav Ches Amos V'lo Ar Beklal, not including the 8th Am, it's got to be within that. However, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel says Mishmona about Sheshesrei, it's got to be between 8 to 16 Amos, and again, Velo Tezayin Bechlal and the Ad Velo Ad Bechlal. Amar Le Abayi Le Rav Yosef. Abayi says Rav Yosef, low difficulty to Rav Nachman. Don't argue with Rav Nachman. Come on, what are you doing over here? Rav Nachman comes says 8 and 16. You're saying between 4 and 8. Don't argue with Rav Nachman. The Tanam we looked at the Mishnah. The Tanam is decent. Kavase. Say we have a Mishnah which goes according to him. The time we learned in a Mishnah in Kilayim. You know, you're not allowed to mix certain types of things together, animals or plants or foods or things like that. Let's say Kilayim Mekarim, you're not allowed to take in a vineyard and go and plant foreign species that are not, you're not allowed to mix these type of things like, you know, wheat or something like that. Now, it's important to understand what's considered a vineyard, though. We'll see in a second, but it says that not notes karmo shishusayama mota lahavi zera lasham. If you have plants of vineyard and rows that are 16 amos apart, right, then you're allowed to go ahead and plant other things in between them because it's not considered like a vineyard. Right now, it's important to understand a little bit of background over here. We know that if you have one vine, it's not called a vineyard. If you have a bunch of vines together, then they're going to be considered a vineyard if they are what? If they're within 16 amos of one another. If it's not a vineyard, then you're allowed to plant with, as long as you're not within a tefach, I'm sorry, within an amo, which is 6 fachim. But if they are considered a vineyard, right, then it's also to plant other things in between the two. And the Rashbam explains that what's considered within 16 amos is not just from the actual trunk of the vineyard, the geza, but it's from the leaves of them. So the leaves are within 16 amos, and you got yourself a problem. So mutal avi zera l'sham if it's not within 16 amos. Amar Rav Yehuda said, "Ma'isa b'tzalim story time be'achol shana takama shishtei amo." This guy planted the other vineyard 16 amos apart. V'haya holfich se'ar shtei shuos atzad echad, and you would turn the branches of every two of them, these two rows towards the same direction that the vines would face each other. Vazareas anir, and then he would put seeds in the plowed area between every two rows of other species. Says Rashbam, Vazera as anir chareisha rekanis to have a tesayin rekanis. Aval im lo hayom hafech nimse shakol shura tofsin zmurosei meavir tesayin va'asal vizerisham. But if he wouldn't turn the branches the opposite directions, you know, to face other ways that they have, every other area would be open within 16 amos. If not, it would be the trees with the branches would be within 16 amos. So the point is that they have imagine a whole bunch of rows. You have a whole bunch of rows. And what he did was, let's say he has 6 different rows, and he would have the first 2 rows that would be, let's say, row 1 and row 2 would be facing each other. Row 2 and row 3 would be facing opposite directions. So therefore, you'd have in between 2 and 3 would be that area they would plant. And then row 3 and 4 would be facing each other. 4 and 5 would be opposite, you know, directions, right? Because 5 and 6 are facing each other. So they're basically between 2 and 3, between 4 and 5, he would go and he'd plant over there. And then he'd flip it the other years. He'd flip it the other way so that he'd be able to get the most nourishment from the nutrients from the ground over there. So Vazareas, and here, Lashana Acher, the next year, He'd flip it the opposite way of his Zara Sabora, and he would go ahead and he would seed the other area. So Bob myself, they brought it for Lechamim, and they were matted it. So what do we see over here? That if you have 16 amos, it's not considered a vineyard. And this goes to Rav Nachman over here, that if you have 16 amos, not considered a stay Elon, it doesn't get the land between it. So why are you going and saying 4 and 8? If Mishnah like him, it says 8 and 16. Amalei. So if Yosef said back to the body, Ana lo yadana, Ella uvda havda. Says the Rashbam, what does that mean? Ana lo yadana. I don't know this thing over here. Klomer lo sphere li. I don't hold of this. Kehi Mishnah, Ella uvda, about this Mishnah. Ella uvda havda, but there is a story. Kroshim and sphere li kedel kaman, and we hold like Kroshim, like we're going to see. Ella uvda. We know about a story time. Beep, turn the page. Pay gimel. Bidura deravasa. And a dura deravasa is a town of shepherds. Says Rashbam, Beir shall roim. Shamachechel chaver shloshe ilon. This guy sold them three trees. Valohaya chesamos, my name, and there wasn't eight between them. The amaleir of Yehuda lamocher zil. And he said to the seller, zil, have lay lilokecha, give him the karka. Yafak of the name, Ella Kimlo Bakar Caleb, even though there was only amount of space to be able for his bakar, his cattle and his utensils over there. Vasa come over back in the Gemara, and he says, came from Rabbi, and he says, Farmer Lane, he said, Zalahavle Kimlo Bakar Bekalov. Go give him according to his bakar, you know, for his animals and their tools to be able to go ahead and make it through that area. So what do you mean? Valohavi Adana Kimlo Bakar Bekalov Kama, but I still didn't know how much space does that take up, a bakar and Kalov. The cave in the Shmain said, Lot the time, once I heard that there was something that taught based off the Mishnah, as there's probably the Shmaita and Laha, the Tanah, and the Braisa on the Mishnah. Klomer, given the Shmaita and the Braisa, Ha Nishnes, Alha, the Tanah, we had a Mishnah on Braisa on this Mishnah, but Lo Yachbar, Lo Yita, Adam, Ilan, Bikse, Sede, Samach, Leste, Chaver, don't go plant a tree by next to the field of your friend, Kedish lo telech mecharishasa lechrosh ilan zed derech sadechver, so your mecharisha doesn't go and mess up his field. We're way back in the Chavav, lo yitadam ilan samach lesechaver, ella imkin hirchek mimena dalan amas v'tani Allah. And the Baisa taught that dalan amas shaman, this dalan amas that they said, amas between them, Kedei avodah zakarim, and the amount of space that avodah zakarim to be able to go into work at the vineyard without going in and messing up your friend's field. I mean, I said, Shema Amina, Kamlo Bakar Bekelev Dalar Amos. It turns out that the amount of space of Bakar and Kalev comes out to be 4 Amos, which means that it doesn't go, according to Rav Nachman, it's between 8 and 16, rather it's between 4 and 8. Now, this whole thing to try to knock off Rav Yosef from 17, 4 and 8 from a Mishnah in Kilayim, but we now actually have the very same Mishnah that actually proves Rav Yosef. Uka Rav Yosef Milo Tanah, didn't we learn like Rav Yosef? Rabbi Shimon, or in the same Mishnah, they say on Oteas Karmo Shmona Amos Al Shmona, we do 8 by 8, Motav Zera L'Shem, you're allowed to bring Zera over there. And plant the seeds between these two rows, right? According to them, if it's 8 amas apart, then you're good to go, like Rav Yosef said. So why is Abaye coming against Rav Yosef? And don't argue with Rav Nachman, because we have a Mishnah like that. We have a Mishnah like him also, the other part of the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Afilo Hachi Maisa Adev. Because Abaye said that even if that's true, that we have things mentioned in the Mishnah, a story that actually occurred where there was a Lamaisa the Gedin being Paskin is better than just the Mishnah it says. So Shabam says, Afilo Hachi Maisa the Tzalman, this whole story with Tzalman Rav, Vehilkach Amar Le Abaye, Lo Tifak Aleid Rav Nachman, the Maisa Shani B'Mishnah. Nisai, it proves why he mishta ikrit fei mehachter of Shimon some chimin a'uvda. Right, so that's why you go with the stronger when you have story time. Okay, Bishlam of the Rav Yosef. Okay, makes sense. Going to Rav Yosef, it says that it's got to be between 4 and 8 amos. Everything is good because I leave it to Rav Shimon because the way we explained it, he goes according to Rav Shimon at the end of that mishta. Right, may Rav Shimon say that it's got to be the 8 amos tickle. Shamin and Lemu Fuzar, and we heard the dinner of Shimon in reference to Mufuzar when it's spread out. Rashbam says Chesamos, Hainu Lekola Yoter, and the Vishamin and Lemu Sufim. We also heard about them when they're very close together, when it's Dalet Amos, the red at least Dalet Amos. Mufuzar and Hadamar and the spread out ones, like we just saw the Mishnah and Kilayim over there, it said they let it spread if you have at least 8 Amos and they're not combining Ritzufim. When was 8 Amos and Ritzufim close together? Tonight we looked at the Mishnah and Kilayim that we didn't see yet. Karaman at 2 alpachos midalat amos. If you have a vineyard that's planted less than 4 amos between the rows, no karam is not considered like it's a karam if it's less than 4 amos. The Rebbe Shimon, exactly like Rebbe Shimon, straight up. Chamorim, they say karam, it is a karam. Viro in the same time, kiloinam. And we look at the interior, the inner vines, the ones that fill up the 4 amos space, right, in between them, like they're not even there. Point is that we see according to Rebbe Shimon, his minimum is 4, his maximum is 8. Elo Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, who says that it's got to be 8 to 16, Alibi Rabbanan. He clearly is going according to the Tanakhama, that Mishnah that said 8 between 16. Mufuzar and Mishamin and Likir. We heard the Kismu of Mufuzar, the maximum amount of 16, which Sufa Mishamin and Likir. Do we hear about his 8 shtickle? Right, we don't hear him talking about the 8. Says Gemara, Svaraho. Right, it's a Svara. Meet the Rabbi Shimon Palga. Rabbananami Palga. For the fact that Shimon says it's 8 and the minimum is 4, so it's half. So to Rabbananami Palga, if it's 16, then the minimum is going to be 8. Amar Rava Hilchasa, he says, Allah is me Arba Amas Ratsheshish Amas. Ratsheshish say, whoa. He says between 4 and 16. One opinion said 4, 8. Others said 8, 16. He widens the spread here 4 to 16. Tana comes into Rava, where Bryce supports Rava. Kami Humi Kuravin. How close can it be? Can the trees be, for it to be, it's included, the land? Arba Amos, 4. V'kami Eimu Chaken, how far away can they be? Sheish Yisrei, could be as much as 16 Amos away. Says Rishbam Klomer, Ad Tezayin Amos, V'lo Tezayin Mechlal. Harei Zeh Kana Karka, then you're going to be Kona the Karka. V'silana Shebeneim, and also any other trees that are between them, meaning what trees are we talking about? Ketanim, says Rishbam, small trees in between. The Fikach, therefore, Yavish Ilan, or Nixas, if the tree dried up or got cut down, it gets cut down. Then yesh lo karka. He got the land and he can replace it. He's allowed to go ahead and replant trees. That one over there. Pachos mikano yosem alkein. If it's less than 4 amos, then it's more than 16. Oh, shalachan bezeh chazeh. Or he bought the trees one after the other. He didn't buy them in one shot. Or he said lo kana lo sa karka. Velo sa ilana shabinem. He doesn't get the karka. He doesn't get the ilanas that are in between them. Lefi kachibalem. Therefore, yavish ilana nixas ein lo karka. If it gets dried up or gets chopped down, he does not have that land to replant. It says Rashbam Lita Achavim Koma to go ahead and to plant another one in its stead. By Rabbi Yirmiyah Kishumadid. When you're going, when you're measuring between the trees, Mimakom Katzer Humodid or Mimakom Rachav Humodid.
The base of a tree is going to be thicker, and as it gets higher, kind of tapers off.
So if I measure from base of tree one to base of tree two, it may be within a certain amount of space, but as I get higher, it's going to get further apart. So therefore, which one am I measuring from to see? Says Rashbam, Mimakom Katzer, Migova Geza Ilan Humodid, from the higher part. Atazayin Amos Adalan Amos, Mimakom Rochev Samach Lekarku of, which is thicker. Amar le Rav Gevia mi Beit Kosil Rav Ashi Tashmat Hanus. Take a look. We learned in the Mishnah. Harechuva Sheba Geffen. When you're going to measure the rechuva of the geffen, this is a Rashbam says geffen bachur markivin be geffen zaken. When you graft a young and old geffen, eino modid ela meikar hasheni. You measure it from the second trunk. Says Rashbam, Iker Hasheni means Pekak Hasheni, the second knot. Kedetanya bekanim ubekafanim mina pekaku lemaila avalo mina Iker Harishon Sherachav Yosef. Not from the bottom one, which is the bottommost one, which is the thickest. Velo mina shlishi shekatzar harbe elamina benini to adin leilano. So to the leilanos also becomes from the midpoint. Boy Rami bar Yirmi. Ya wa 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 wa. He says, "Machal Shlosha Badei Ilan." If he sells 3, Rashbam explains what is Gimel Badei Ilan. Is Ilan Echad Machal? He sold him 1 tree. Sheishlo Shlosha Badei Miruchakin Zem. He says 3 different like shoots that are coming and they're distant from another. Dalet Amos Ve Allah Kehela Karka Shirton, but dirt like kind of came over the bottom of the base. It looks like three separate things. Venir and Bishas Mechira, Kishlosh Elanus, looks like three trees. Miazlin and Basar Guf, you go according to the Guf of the tree itself, the Mine Karabu, it all came from one tree. Veino Karka, Odelma, Kevin, Denisha, Shukalachad, each one of them, you know, sprouted roots. Bekarka, Kana Karka, you get Sakarka, Vyalfagav, the Mechabri, Mitachas Karka, they're attached under the ground. Istamukmila, Begimli Lano, Samachalo Bad, Michol, Echad, Velo, Nihira, the Kevin, the Shari Latsmo. Okay, fine. The point is, like, how do we look at this over here? Ma, what's going to be the day? Amalei Rav Gavia mi Beksil Rav Ashi. Toshimatan, let's take a look. We saw in Kilayim. Ha Mavrich Imol Gafanam. Someone goes in his Mavrich three vines. That is, you take a vine, you bend it into the ground. They bend it into the ground, bend it into the ground. You bury each side so that it shoots up stuff. Says Rashbam, that Kofif, and so you say Gef in the middle of it, Bekarko, Mechaseo Bekarko, Memtsiusa, Kanisha. Then Chotkin Iker Harishon Menasa Shigafadim. Just kind of bend over it, and then you cut it, and it becomes two. Amavich Gimel Gafanim. Right, someone who does it. Vikraim Nirin, and the Ikraim, the roots of them now are you're able to see them where they're buried. And Elazar Mitzadik Omer Im Yesh Benim Dalad Amos Vashmona between the 400 Amos Mitzarfin. Then they're Mitzarf. And they're considered a kerem, a vineyard. But if not, then they're not mitzarf. So what do you see? Kum techoisen. We see that they're looked at as two separate things, even though maybe they're still connected. And also the same thing with the tree. It should be looked at as three different trees, and the land would be included. Let's say the seller told him two trees in his field. There's a third one on the boundary of the field. Mao, what is going to be the din? Is it considered, does he get the land between or does he not? Right? The fact that his third tree is not actually in the field itself, does it stop it from being called a steya ilan? Or another question, shtayim b'toch shalo, say he's two in his own field, v'echad b'toch shel chaver, one in his friend's field, then my, what's going to be the din? Says Rashbam, kegon sheyishlo shnei ilanos b'ktei sadeu v'yishlo adayin ilan echad shekana b'stei chaver. He bought that in his friend's field. Samach ilanos halalu v'yishlo gam karka ima ilan. Right, here's the karka with the ilan. So what's going to be the din? My and for the gemar teku. Good question. We don't know. Beep. Turn the page. Bay gimel beis by Ravashi. Frek Ravashi. Bor mau shetafsik. If you have a pit that's between one tree and another, does it separate them, or can you connect the two? And even if you want to say that it doesn't, it's not separating them. Amas Hamayim Maushetav. So go to Amas Hamayim. You have this water irrigation pit. Does that stop the Shisharama? What is Shisharama between the two? Does that stop it? Richba the Dikle Mao. And what happens if, let's say, there's a even if you would say that the Rishus HaRabim doesn't stop it, what about a Richba de Dikla? It's a whole thing of, Rashbam says, her chav is dekalim har bebiyachad dami lavsaka tfei mikulu. You have like a whole thing of bushes that are like in one row. Does that stop it? For the Gemara, teku, good question. We don't know. We gotta wait for Eliyahu Navi. Now, boy, me hill, me Rabbi Hillel came along and asked a question of Rabbi. Allah eres b'nei ma'u. Let's say if a cedar that grew between the trees, what's gonna be the din? Does that stop it or not? Right, we're talking about after the sale obviously had been done and a cedar tree pops up over there. What's gonna be the din then? So this is a Gemara. Allah. It's still talking about a case where the cedar tree grew afterwards. Then it grew in his own property. And obviously, it would belong to the buyer. In other words, I get those three trees, I have that land, and then afterwards something goes in my land. What's the question? Allah, I mean, is Haya Eres Benim out? But there was a cedar that was there at the time they're selling it. What's the din? Right? Is that stopping these three, you know, connections or not? Amalei said back, Kana Vekana. No, he got the land, right? It's not stopping it over there. And he gets the land between the trees, and he gets this, the Eres also, because that comes along with it, right? And that's, and he's, yeah, nice little gift over there. Ketzad hein omdim. Oh, yo, 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 yo. When we talk about these trees over here, that they have to be put, that You get the land between them. How are these trees standing? Rav Amar Keshura. They're standing in a line, like one tree, another tree, another tree, like a straight line, as opposed to a triangle, or as opposed to a circular, which would be a triangle with three. Anyway, a straight line. Shmuel Amar Kichatsuva. He's saying, no, it's standing like a triangle. So Rashbam, you look at the nice little pictures there. Keshura Kazeh, Favidal Amar, so Ad Yudvav. Bein kol echad lechaver, and ketsuva is kan sheyesh lo shalosh regalim echad keneged avir hashtayim kaze. Right, it's like it's got this the triangle shtick going on. Like a ketsuva is a type of pot that gets held up by these three legs that are put in this type of formation. Man, I'm going to show the one who says it's got to be like three in a row. Kolchin ketsuva. Then certainly, if you sold the ones that are done like a ketsuva, that is going to work because it's more challenging to work this land between trees that are in a triangle than between those that are in a straight line. Right, because it's harder to plow this area over there. So it's certain that a seller didn't intend to hold back this land for himself. Uman damer kechatsuva, the one who says kechatsuva, that it is a like a triangle, would say that only in that case that this stuff is going to be, the land is going to be sold. But if it's in a line, then not. My time of why? Mishom demizdera bintayu, because it's easy to go ahead and to work the land between those three when you're dealing with a straight line going on. Maskefla Rav Amnu, no, Laman Dami Kachatuva, the one who says, aka Shmuel, a triangle, that the land between the trees is only sold when it's a triangle. My time, what's the reason? The lo mizdar bintayu, because the land between, it's hard to go and to work it. Right? It's difficult. Elameata, but if that's the discussion about whether it's easier or harder to work it, is probably tlas higi umyasa. If you sold, let's say, three big thorn bushes, then very big thorn bushes, the lo mizar bintayu, in which the land between it is also is very hard to go ahead and to work, right? Because you can't plow between the thorn bushes, even if they're in a line, because you have the thorns that are all over the place and they're getting hurt when they're going through, you know, trying to work this land over here, as I gazok the Heilige Rashbam, right? Then, Hachanami Diyesh Lokarka, you want to say there also is going to have karka? Yeah, because if that's your deciding factor, it's hard to cultivate and to work it, so then, okay, even if you have these thorn bushes, Amar Lecha, so he said back, Hanach Lo Chashivi, then those aren't Chashiv, Hanach Chashivi, but trees are considered Chashiv, don't try to go and compare these two. Shtiklach over here says, Rashbam Hanach Lo Chashivi, Higi Rumisa, Vanan Taiti Ba'inan, Chashivos, the Lanos, Vahulom is there, right? So like, this doesn't make the cut. Beautiful. Zog the next Halega Mishnah. Let's talk about Fleisch. Let's talk about Buser. Hamocha Rosh Behemah Gasa. Someone goes and sells the head of a Behemah Gasa, a big animal like a cow. If you sell the head, Loma Chazor Glaim. He didn't sell the legs. Loma Chazor Glaim. He sold the legs. Loma Chazor didn't sell the heads. Mocha Sakana. If he sells the lungs, says Rashbam, he hareya v'nikris al shem kana shela, right? These are the lungs, right? Because it's called that because of the trachea. That's what the kana is. Lo machas akavid into the liver. Machas akavid into the liver. Lo machas akavid into the lungs. Aval badak, when you're talking about a small animal, machas rosh, machas araglayim. Machas araglayim, lo machas rosh. If you sell the head, you are selling the legs. If you sell the legs, you're not selling the head. Right, those are not as chashuv, obviously. Machar zakana, machar zakavid. If you sell the lungs, you are selling the liver. Machar zakavid, lo machar zakana. It didn't sell the things. So it goes by the idea of the chashivas of how chashuv it is. Okay. Arba midos b'mochrim. We're talking about here different types of laws that deal with sales. If it turns out that what you sell tends to be different than what you said it was actually going to be. So I remember this one, Mochrim, there are four different rules, essentially, when it comes to selling. Right, we're going to see, in other words, the buyer can back out, the seller can back out, neither of them can back out, or either of them can back out. That's what the Rashbam says. Machalochit and Yafos, let's say the seller sold him and he said it's going to be good type, it's going to be good chash of a wheat. and it ends up being what? Right? That's what they worked out. They said there's going to get chash of wheat. Vanim says rose ends up being not good. Halokecha, the buyer, he can back out in such a case. Rose and ziafos, if he said bad wheat and it turned out to be good wheat, then molcha yachalachsa, but the seller can back out, but not the buyer if he doesn't, if the sellers want to. Rose, if he said it's going to be bad, vanimsu rose. If it said it's bad, it was bad. Yalfas and Yalfas are bad, good, it was going to be good. And Echamim Yachalachsa, you can't back out of the deal. He said you're going to go and do this deal. You got to go forward with it. Shchamtis Vinim says Lavana. Let's say he says he's going to sell him red ones, and it's red wheat, and it turns out to be white. Lavana Vinim says Shchamtis. Eats him shall zayis him shall shikma shall olive wood and turns out to be from shikma from sycamore shall shikma shall zayis yain vinsel chomitz him shall yain shall to be vinegar chomitz him shall yain shneim chom lach but then both of them have the right when if they would like to back out and we're gonna break down all these cases. All right, my friends, we are gonna stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.